Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
All right, y'all, take off your shirts, get your nipple clips, pull down your pants, because you're about to get an edging.
Turn on some Law & Order SVU a la Captain Sandy, staring at Mariska, Cheeto fingers.
Cheeto. Now you see, because of Kalani, when we say Cheeto fingers, now it's a whole different
thing. This is Love is Blind Season 2.
Two.
Otherwise known as the influencer season, but it was messy as fuck.
Ironically, we're edging you because we're preparing you for season 4 of Love is Blind. That's dropping on Netflix on what day? March 24th. March 24th. Our episodes will drop the day after.
It's your own personal trash advent calendar.
Yes.
Yes.
and this, you know, we didn't like this season of Love is Blind of season 2. However,
we had fun talking about it.
We talk about it probably more than any other season now.
I agree with you. A lot of them winded up on that show, Perfect Match.
But don't spoil it for people because they want to know what if they haven't watched Love is Blind and they don't know.
Okay, look, Perfect Match is everywhere.
Well, I'm just saying.
They need to fucking come out of their caves.
Maybe they don't know about Shane and Natalie and they don't know and they're wanting to.
Oh, and you may not, you know. About young Gary Busey, who's looking for werewolves.
Y'all, it's a weird season. We go rogue, but we hope that you enjoy
Very rogue.
Very rogue. We will tell you this. Season 4 of Love is Blind is, I think, we've had 4 episodes. It's the best season of Love is Blind we've had so far.
I kind of agree with you.
It's really good. So, And
especially, who thought that Cocaine Bear was going to join the cast? Sorry, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Netflix won't get us for that. I will say this, the After the Altar, which we cover that too, but the After the Altar of season 2 was the best After the Altar.
Because it was super, super messy.
Super messy. So, y'all, enjoy the ride. We had a ball covering it. This was previously just on a Reality Gaze Plus, but now it's for all of you on this free feed. Enjoy our season 2 of Love is What, Poodle?
Blind.
All right, 90 Day. Okay, Love is Blind, take 1.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Love is blind. Love is blind.
It's 90 Day Gaze presenting
Love is Blind.
Ay, 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 ay. If I sing to her, she will love me.
I kind of loved him after he sang Cielito Lindo.
Y'all, it's just like when you think Mallory, you're like, he's losing Mallory. He's losing Mallory. And he knows, but if I sing to her, I will bring her back to me.
And then his friend had a better voice than he did. I think his friend is probably a music teacher.
He is.
He gave off that vibe.
His friend said, I'm a music teacher. You didn't hear that?
Yeah. No. And his friend's gay.
I don't know. I kind of think Sal had a better voice.
No, it had very classical voice, but his friend had a more commercial voice.
Yes. Y'all, and that's what you're going to hear on Love is Blind with Maddie and Poodle.
This is me going, his friend had a more commercial voice.
This is Reality Gay, season two, episode.
Bitchy Queen.
Yes, season two, episode 7. The girl's heading out for a family affair.
It's not yet, it's public affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. I knew you were going to sing public affair and do it wrong.
Forgot about
that. I like it how not Sly and the Family Stone, a classic song, you sing Public Affair by Jessica fucking Simpson.
God, I love that
song.
I love that music video. They're all skating and being beautiful women, and it's Christina Aguilera.
Christina Applegate.
Applegate and Eva Longoria. It was beautiful. They all look pretty.
They're not friends. They were hired. All their managers knew one another. I don't want to ruin this for you, but they're not friends. No one is friends in that public affair video. Not Christina Applegate, Eva Longoria, or whoever the fuck was, would never spend a minute with Jessica Simpson. You know that for a fact.
Although, I've heard she's really nice and people fucking loved her biography.
I agree, but they're not Jessica Simpson's people.
Why was her book good, y'all? I want to know.
Who else was in that video? It was someone else.
Oh, wow. There's an own Wikipedia article about it.
I'm losing brain cells.
Who's it say is in the video?
Who was the missing element they needed?
It's Christina Applegate.
Yeah.
Christina Milian. Oh, I forgot it.
Christina Milian, because they needed a black person.
Eva Longoria.
Yeah.
Ryan Seacrest, shocker, Maria Menounos from AfterBuzz fucking TV, who doesn't do anything now, and then Andy Dick.
They paid everyone in that video except for Andy Dick. They gave him a bus pass.
They did. Remember, though, when they go
to feel Maria Menounos?
Yes, because Andy Dick worked at the skate place. Remember, they go up there, and they're wanting skates, and they all have fake hair.
I don't know the video as well as you do.
I want to recreate that video with you and, like, two people.
I'm not going to do it. Who else is going to do the video with you?
I'll hire people like Jessica Simpson did.
Who could we get?
Can't pay Jackie Wiseman enough. She's like, I'm not doing this fucking video.
Who could we actually get? We can maybe get Mary from Selling Sunset.
Yes. Mary from Selling Sunset.
She'd do it for a day, right?
I bet Rebecca would of Rebecca and Zied.
Yeah, she would do it.
She would do it. Boy, wow, that list.
One of the twins from Extreme Sisters. One of them. Patrick or Patrix.
Okay, they follow us on Instagram, and I just started following them, and they were skating. They actually
there. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yes, I'm gonna get Patrika and Patrix. They'll do it. It'll be a song about Orlando. I need this video to happen. And I want to wear a blonde.
You need me then.
A long red wig that looks like Farrah Fawcett.
I'm gonna be sick that day. I've already decided. Yeah, it'll be like you and the show, and they're like, it'll be like Maddie and Poodle, and it'll be like Poodle and just an empty screen.
And then, it'll just show you smoking in a Toyota Corolla outside. Y'all, this is Love is Blind.
I'm just like sitting there talking with Ann Dowd. Dowd wouldn't shit on me if I asked her.
Shit on you. If you're new to our Patreon,
you're off the rails.
I paid $5 for this. You're upset, and we're sorry.
You know what you need to do? If you paid $5, go Google Ann Dowd, and you will get an education.
Hey, y'all, before y'all coming at us, we put this on our page, but if you're new to Patreon, the way Patreon works now is they charge you the day you sign up. Y'all, then on the first, so even if you sign up on February 30th, on March 1st, they're going to charge you again because you pay for a monthly fee. It's like a gym membership, y'all. It's not prorated. So don't come for us on March 1st when you get, if you just signed up and they charge you $5.
I love it that you are completely just kowtowing to the Carl's wives who are going to complain because you're right. They're going to.
There's going to be a, Carl, I signed up a week ago and they're charging me again. Well, no, you sign up for access to all of this content that we've done for 2 years.
The worst time to sign up for our Patreon is the last day of the month.
I'm not refunding your money on this, y'all. Fucking suck it up.
Every month we get like, there are like 5 or 6 people. It's like, I signed up. And they charge me the next day. I'm like, bitch, read the description of what they're going to do.
It wasn't in our descriptions on our tiers, but I changed it. I added, I noticed Surviving Sister Wives on their Patreon has language for, and I literally.
It was, no, that's smart because they did, that was a change that Patreon made.
It's a change. So, and we weren't good about announcing it, but now we're going to bring it up at least once a month. All right.
That is right. I should not shade you for that, but because I have to answer those too, but I usually refund them, honestly. I shouldn't say that. I don't refund them. Fuck you.
Not fuck you. They're our patrons. I want them to be happy, but that's just the way it works, y'all. We can't make, as someone once suggested to me, can you just make your own Patreon? And I went, do you know how expensive that would be?
Can you create your own platform?
Yeah, Poodle's not fucking someone who does coding.
It's kind of like how when people want us just to live stream every event.
Yeah, it's true. Someone today said, can you Facebook Live your father's funeral? I'm out of the country. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but I'm busy. I'm busy, y'all.
We're off the rails tonight, y'all. This is Love is Blind, Episode 7, Family Affair.
Yes. So we just finished Shayna completely trying to disrupt this relationship on the beach.
I want to put a hit on her.
And so, y'all, that starts out the thing is Salvador and Jarrett. Salvador goes up to Jarrett. And, y'all, I thought I was non-confrontational.
This is some non-confrontational bullshit. Sal would have gone in on Jarrett for this.
Sal has never approached anyone. You know, the producers were basically saying, Sal, you got to go talk to him. I don't want to. Yeah, it's fine. No, it's fine. They're like, no, Sal, you got to go talk to him. We need it for the camera.
They talk about how things are going. And Sal even says, so I just want to just clear the air. Mal really didn't appreciate the comment about the ring not being gold. And I think he was basically saying, I didn't appreciate it. And Jarrett kind of says that was more of a joke. We all know that's not true.
Lie. He said, I said it jokingly. Lie, lie, lie.
We all know. We all saw it. Sal will see it later that it's not true.
I don't know why these people say I was joking when they're like, you know, this is going to be on TV, right?
So then Jarrett's trying to say things like, if you're happy, you know, you're happy, I'm happy, Mallory's happy, then like
Ayana and I've had nothing. Nothing's happening for Ayana and I. And I'm like,
what about that?
Well, that's because Ayana doesn't talk about anything.
Mm-hmm.
At all.
Until she explodes and she stabs you in the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoy that. Mm. So meanwhile.
Should we talk about...
let's finish the Shane and Natalie conversation, and then we'll go into couples, right?
Don't you think? Natalie and Shane, yeah.
So we don't get any more of Shane and Shayna, because they kind of like ended it more in last episode. But this episode, Shane goes up to Natalie. And y'all, he is completely honest and forthright with everything that happened with
him. This is when I went... You're transparent. I can't hate on you.
I can't hate young Gary Busey, y'all. I can't. I can't do
Natalie,
it.
Natalie, I'm always going to treat you the best. Whenever you look in my eyes.
Or at my teeth.
Or at my beautiful chompers. I'm only going to tell you the truth. And here's what it is. Don't matter if you're in a wheelchair, you can still shoot werewolves in the eyes.
Do you have an old-fashioned? I thought that was sweet when he wanted old-fashioneds for his dad.
Me too!
And I also did those think, I went, if your father was known for old-fashioneds, your father was a drunk.
I love an old-fashioned, but that's probably not helping your case.
Hey, they're a great drink. So, yes, so Shane is like, yeah, she called our relationship a fraud, and she was calling you out the whole time. And Natalie was like,
why would she do that?
Oh, my. Y'all, I love Natalie, but I was like, girl, how dumb can you be? She was like, oh, my God. I'm like, how could you not tell this? I'm like, it's so obvious. I'm sure like when Shayna called you, evil music was playing in the background. Like, did you wonder like where somebody got a zither? Like, what the fuck?
A zither?
Or whatever.
You don't even know what a zither is.
It's like a
I don't think it is.
Isn't that a zither?
That's a kazoo.
Oh, it's a string. Okay, I'm thinking of something else.
I think you are.
Anyway.
So the next thing, so they're fine because they're like, let's make babies.
No,
because
Shane says they can call us whatever they want because I love you. She's like, I love you too. And then they're like, let's make babies. And Natalie says, I'm absolutely not nervous at all.
The next thing, you guys, is...
We kind of go back to couples again. Do you want to split up or...
No, we get there's more Natalie and Shane.
Oh, we're gonna do all Natalie and Shane. Okay.
How are you still questioning how we do this?
Well, it was because they were all still together, kind of technically at the beginning.
Oh,
of
fuck
the,
it.
Oh, there at the beach.
Okay. So after and Natalie's like after meeting Shane and falling in love, you guys, she says, "I'm becoming the person I'm." Before Shane, I would laugh and make fun of the person I used to be.
She said, yes. She said, I've never
this
known
is
what
gross.
Love, she says, I've never known what love feels like until I met Shane.
Right. And he does talk about what he wants for the wedding. He wants an old fashioned fountain where not an old fashioned fountain, like a fountain that sprouts old fashioned drinks. Yes. And you
he
think it's all
curds,
just
Wisconsin.
Because he's from Wisconsin. It's like, and then hot dogs and pizza and mac and cheese. And she's like, Jane, my family is lactose intolerant and they don't drink. And he's like, oh, well, the old fashioned thing is kind of for my dad because his dad passed a couple months. And she's like, that I would like. And they're just talking honestly about it and they're having fun with one another. And
I mean, he's
like,
still kind of the man child. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, he is completely. She's going to have to mother him.
Oh, for sure.
But she says things like, she's like, when I'm going to see your parents, he's like, I say, nah. And he's like, no, nay. So he's actually trying to know a little Korean.
Yeah. And
which
she's
is,
making him laugh. Although it all goes out the window when he goes to meet her parents, because y'all don't go meet your future in-laws in tight ripped jeans. Come on, Shane.
So y'all, she has not told them they were engaged yet.
Her and Jarrett both did this, and I feel like this is not a good idea.
I think this is so shitty.
I mean,
can you imagine me springing this on my parents?
So how would Mother Poodle take if you said, Mom?
Jaybird, you gotta engage on television. How do you even know this person? And this is a guy, right?
if it was a girl, she'd probably say, okay, like, that's fine.
She's like, wait, are they fertile? And my father would be like, Jake, friend, I'd rather you not put this on national television. What are your values, Mister? Do you own property, friend? Is it something we can sell?
Oh.
Are you prepared for the next time there's a Pulsar bomb coming out?
I don't think my parents would handle it well. I would definitely prep them for things like this. I would not introduce them on camera.
And no, and Natalie, so Nan and Don show up, or Don, is it, it's Nan, right?
Nan and Don, yeah.
Nan and Don, her mother is gorgeous.
She is.
She's really beautiful. And, but y'all, she hasn't even told them that she lives in a different apartment for 2 weeks. So they walk in there and they're like, what is this place? And she's like,
this isn't yours.
And she's like, no, mom, I live here now. And mom's like, she sees how expensive it is. And she's like, no, really, honey, who lives here? What's happening? what's going on, honey? And she's like, mom. And she shows her, she says, I'm engaged and this is our apartment. And mom slaps at the ring and says, no.
Yeah, that's a lot. And the dad is like, okay. And she's like, I'm engaged. He's a really great guy. And dad's like, let's hear her out. And mom's like, yes. Nope.
And mom's like, I need a stretcher. It. Y'all, her mom is funny. And this is interesting what she says. Natalie tells her mom, Mom, I like him a lot because he's like you. He's fun. He's
good kind of, strategy, Natalie.
He's fun. He's impetuous. He's loud. Like, that's the way her mom is. So she's worried about picking sides. But dad looks at mom and says, honey, why don't you reserve your judgment and let's just see what he's like.
And she's like, well, what if I don't?
What if I don't? And she says, oh, God, she does a lot of crazy things, but this is too much.
And then, y'all, Shane walks through the door with his, like, he's got food and with that shit-eating Gary Busey grin. He just goes, hi. Hey, Asian people. Nice to meet you.
We'll see. I didn't. I was really good.
My nephew in a wheelchair.
I didn't watch any of the next episode. I wanted to, but I didn't.
I haven't either. Should we talk about Malvador?
Let's talk about Malvador, shall we? Oh boy. Oh boy.
Where are we, y'all?
Okay.
So they're at Sal's place.
Yes.
And then we made his roommate Caesar. And they both studied music at the same place. I wonder where they went. I'm like you. I want to know. So y'all, Caesar.
Yeah, I don't know.
Caesar starts just playing guitar. And this is Cielito Lindo, which is a very famous mariachi song. If you've ever heard there are lyrics before that.
It's probably one of the most famous ones.
Yeah, very famous mariachi song. Yeah. And y'all, and I honestly believe this is true. She's crying because no one does this stuff for her.
No one does this stuff for her, but y'all, I think
she's closer to convincing herself.
I agree with that after, because she did a great job when they went and talked to the sister Tiffany.
Oh, we're going to talk about that. So anyway, she's loving this. She's crying and you can't fake this. You can't fake the way she's responding to this. And they actually sound good together.
They do. They sound good.
I like how one's taking the harmony. Y'all, this is like us. But at one point, Sal goes like, oh, I thought you were going to take that at the end. If this was us, I was like, you've taken the melody the whole way. And then you take the harmony at the end.
Yeah.
That's how gays handle it.
Poodle just yelled at me on stage, y'all.
You know what? You deserved it.
To his credit, a lot of times he takes great time in planning things and he hands me a sheet of paper and I don't read it.
And no, we go over it way before then and you say, I got it.
You're talking and your mouth opens wide and it looks like it's just kind of look like a puppet from Avenue Q.
I'm a quick study and you say you've got it, you don't.
It's good for the audience. They like it when we kind of go off.
Yeah, they don't. I don't like it. That's the most important thing. I don't like it.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal.
Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets.
Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
So, y'all, they're meeting her sister, Tiffany.
Yes.
God, remember how really overused pretty the name Tiffany was?
Yeah, it was overused, yeah. She's pretty. And she's a fucking ball buster because she goes in on, like, she is not getting this.
And Mallory's basically saying, you know, love for me is not the normal rom-com fairy tale. It's hard conversations, blah, blah, blah. Y'all, this is her trying to convince herself of all this.
Thank you.
And Tiffany basically says, Tell me, Sal, what's your relationship history like? He's like, well, 2.5 years was my longest relationship. She's like, hers was 6.5 years. Y'all, Tiffany goes hard.
Hard.
Because like, I think she knows her sister.
I think she does too.
Yeah.
And Sal talked about being from a Catholic family. He didn't date till he was 21. And she just kept saying, Tiffany's like, but really, I mean, she said, can you actually say that you love her, Sal? Can you really? And he's like, and you know, Sal, y'all, is like, he's genuine on a stick.
Right.
So he is just saying, yes, I do love her. And she said, really? This is serious. And Tiffany, and then Mallory says, yeah, and we're getting married in 2 weeks. And she says, do you even know his last name? Yeah. I mean, she's asking very.
She's like, yeah, it's Perez.
Yeah. She's asking very poignant, logical questions.
However, I think she's trying to like shake some sense into Mallory.
I think, but can I just say something? I want to know your feel on this. This is a little tangent, but Gady, but I think with a lot, Tiffany, I think, asked some of the best questions we've seen from family members.
I think she's the most in reality.
I think Tiffany is. So that makes me ask you a lot of, like, for instance, with just Natalie, and with, I feel like a lot of people are used, like, if I did this, or you did this, our parents are used to us doing crazy shit like this.
Yeah.
They would be surprised, but they would also be like, okay, does Mallory not ever do this? Is she not that type of woman?
I don't think she is.
I don't think she is either. So it made me wonder, is that part of this too? Not even if it's not just Sal, but her doing something like this is just completely taking her out of her comfort zone. And
I think she's so no nonsense about how she lives her life normally.
Yeah.
I don't think she lets her family into the way she lives her life.
Yes,
mostly.
I agree.
I think she's someone else different with her family than she is with her people she has in relationships with.
With herself, even.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think she's a very complex person, which is why she's still the most interesting person on the show.
She is very interesting. She is.
So she says, you know, she says, Mallory's crying. She's like, you're my, basically my second mother. You're my sister. You're my best friend. And I want you to get it. And at one point she was crying and Sal just takes his hand and rubs her leg. And it's like that's exactly what he needed to do at that moment. That's when I said, when is she going to realize that this is exactly what you need?
I mean, even Tiffany kind of starts to soften. And she said, it's just hard to think about sharing someone you love so much with other people.
And you know what Sal says? This is so genius. He's like, I can't ask that you trust me, but I just want you to trust Mallory's judgment of me. This is the best thing someone could say to any like in-laws, yes, parents, friends, sister.
He's already told her like he doesn't want to take ownership of Mallory's career.
Finances.
The finances, none of that.
My mouth dropped open when he said that.
Y'all, he had passed a hard interview.
If they wind up together, I'm going to say this. It is purely because of Sal's moxie.
Yeah.
And Sal convincing Mallory that he is right for her.
If they get married, do you think they'll stay married?
No.
I don't think so either, sadly.
No. I think the only way they would be constant communication. And I think, this is tough because...
Okay. Wait. I could see them staying together if they have kids.
Yep, me too.
And if they have children, Sal's probably going to be a really great father.
Oh,
and
definitely.
That would make Mallory love him, I think, in a different way.
I think she would be unfaithful.
Oh, yes, not him, her.
Yep.
Sorry, y'all. Someone just went, no! That's what we're here for.
Yep.
That's what we're here for, everybody.
So the next person we want to talk about is, should we talk about Nick and Danielle?
Nick and Danielle, that's who I wanted to talk about.
So y'all, we're seeing his condo, his fortress of solitude.
His closet with the Michael Myers mask in it.
And also, did you notice there was some kind of harness? I think it was for the dog?
I think it was, yes. Okay. Golly, God, you're a slut.
I was like, is that leather on your wall?
No, it's not.
Oh my, maybe I misjudged you.
I can't believe we didn't talk
about this. Miss Nick.
I can't believe we didn't talk about this, by the way, because we just recorded a bit of Summer House, finishing Summer House earlier. Did you see next week on Summer House?
No.
What?
No, oh I haven't God. Seen it.
Oh my God. Next week on Summer House, they're having a leather party and all the, and Alex.
Oh, I have seen that. Yes, I'm sorry.
All the guys are in harnesses. You're going to lose. Yes. You're going to lose your fucking shit.
Ooh, it may have to be a crazy night for Piano Cat 77, y'all.
Great.
We maybe go all night.
Great.
Ooh, get the black lights ready.
Tune into our Summer House previews, y'all. Available on our free feed. Oh, God. Okay, let's talk about Daniel. So,
don't look for me before noon the next day.
Golly. So they're going to go meet Nick's parents. And y'all, Poodle, could Danielle be set up to meet a worse set of family?
No. And before that, though, she said, can I bring my video game collection here and just keep it out? And he's no, you need to put it away. What are your thoughts? I think all that shit should be put away, too. I do know people who leave their video games and stuff out.
I mean, she's doing, she plays Rock Band with like drums. So it's like a big drum set.
Yeah.
So she's also 26 years old.
28, I believe.
Or 28. Y'all, I think a little bit of fraudacity of them is they keep bringing up the age thing suddenly. And I think that's going to be something they use I think that could be a way Nick uses to get out and look still like
maybe.
A guy.
They are meeting his parents, his mom and his sisters. And
Danielle's freaking out.
And I have to say, you guys, we know we talk about how terrible those goblets are. I didn't think they could find uglier wine tumblers, but somehow for this meeting, they did.
They did.
They're like black, kind of jelly cups that are hideous.
They're gross.
Oh, they're terrible. Really gross. Terrible. And it's where
the difference of, so we just talked about Tiffany asking these really great questions. And Jennifer, his family, like Jennifer, his sister, it's like, well, why do you want to do this to find love? And that's not a terrible question, but Danielle's answer is like, well, from day one, he calms me. He just, I'm such a neurotic, like.
She doesn't stop talking.
She sells herself horribly.
And she doesn't stop talking, and she basically sells the craziest version of herself possible to her, his mother, and her two judgmental hags of sisters.
Y'all, your mother-in-law is thinking, is this person going to be able to give me grandma?
I'm telling y'all,
the mother.
I said this earlier, all three of them look like they belong on the TV version of Fargo.
I agree.
Like, it's not good. They all look like bit players who are going to say, did he have sex with a little fella? And, or they like truck stop slut number two. That's what it looks like.
It's true. And Danielle's like, you know, I've never been with someone who calms me. There's kind of awkward silence. And Nick's like, you know, and she's like, we've been through good times and then terrible times. And his mom says, what terrible times? You've been together for 2 weeks?
Oh,
it's been terrible. But
I guarantee you this mother had transition lenses on her glasses.
Oh, she did. but she doesn't understand. She's like, they've been together for 2 weeks. How can things be that bad? Y'all, it has felt like they've been together for 5 months already.
Yeah, that's the experience with the prods.
Nick is, but no, not the pods, but also Danielle's just so fucking dramatic all the time. Yeah. And Nick communicates with her horribly. Y'all, it's like I'm exhausted from this relationship and we still have like 14 days to go.
Did you see how when they said bye, the mom just kind of gave her the side hug and a pat?
Yeah. And I like the mom said, well, you were obsessed with your father and I's divorce. Kind of like things just happened. Get over
it,
Sonny.
You and dad hated one another. Y'all, this is a family who needs to go to the counseling.
they don't believe in counseling. And so here's the deal. You can tell I do agree with Nick. I think his family is emotionally neglectful of him. And I think Nick is a very sensitive guy who never had people kind of attuned to him because he's a sensitive guy.
Nope.
But the problem is Danielle is never going to validate his sensitivity because she's not able to handle him having problems.
She needs for his attention to all be on her.
Yes, yeah.
You're
Nick
right.
Nick is right when he said to Danielle, the world does not revolve around you. It does.
Yeah. And sadly, her parents have only ever done that. Yes, her and her Kim Crawford drinking mom.
It doesn't revolve around Danielle. Not that she's self-absorbed, but there is a self-centeredness of trauma where she's incapable.
It's about her trauma 24/7.
Her trauma is circling her in like a vortex of just a pink, bright pink tornado with video games around it. And she just can't get out of it.
And she's in that hot dog costume.
Yes, yes.
Which brings us to her apartment.
Her apartment.
Now, I gotta say, we have a lot of costumes in between ourselves. However, we're doing stage shows. I must ask, is this college parties that she is having? Because she's 28 years old.
Why are
you wearing hot dog costumes at home?
She's too old to be having these type of parties.
Why are there corn costumes?
No, you're too. No
you're
one.
You're 28, honey.
Y'all, no one should be dancing on a table, breaking a table if you're over the age of 25.
I was going to say 24, but I'll take 25. I agree with you.
Shouldn't be happening.
You have half decent furniture at 25.
Yes. Half decent. Like the kind you buy at Target, not at Living Spaces.
Yes. Agree.
Living Spaces.
And he can't.
I should say that. They're not sponsoring our show. Fuck
no,
them.
Fuck that. He can't understand the costumes. This is where it feels like there's more of a generational divide. And it also feels like she's infantilizing herself.
Yes, I wrote that down. I think it's almost like, I think she's trauma stuck. I think some of this this all happened so much when she was younger. A part of her is stuck there. Y'all, she needs to be single and go to individual therapy for 2 years.
And I will say, group there's therapy. There's nothing wrong with having friends and being weird and quirky, but at 28, should you make your fiance try on a corn costume? I was just in disbelief at this.
It's fine if you want to do that as like a funny thing. It was the intention and the way doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It was because she did it so seriously of introducing to her goofy side, but was so serious.
And did you notice, and I wrote this down, she keeps pushing him to create some kind of line he won't cross.
Oh, yeah. And so he'll break up with her.
Exactly. And he refuses to do it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what's going to be the breaking point for him?
Y'all, they fuck really well.
That's it. But like.
But I mean, that's something that I think they have these makeup sex and they have good. I'm not saying they're in it just for the sex, but I think it's a point of connection for them. And it gives them a false sense of intimacy.
Amen. She's a nightmare, you guys.
Boy,
she's nightmare in relationships.
Say now, we were wrong about them.
We were. We were completely wrong.
We were totally wrong.
I thought he might have enough to kind of quote unquote fix her.
And I thought I thought she was kind of like Iyana, where she had some trauma in her life, but she had kind of persevered and came through the other side.
But Iyana's different type of trauma survivor. And I think it's still not going to work out for her, but for a different reason, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Anyway, Nick ends up finally leaving. He has this in a fucking ridiculous corn cob. He's getting angry. And because he's angry because she's fine with people breaking the table. And he was like, no, I got to cool down. Because y'all, if he got any hotter, he was going to start making popcorn. That was a dad joke.
And I enjoyed it. Can we talk about Iyana and Jarrett?
Sure.
So y'all, they're meeting Jarrett's parents. And again, he did not even tell them. Jarrett is another one who I don't think he lets his parents know a lot of what he's doing.
No.
Now, I also don't feel like they are very close because Jarrett's parents are kind of like, when they find out he's engaged, and they know, well, that's great.
Yeah. Can I go back to that Iyana did say when she was going, she's like, this feels good meeting his parents because sometimes I feel like I'm his second choice. She said that. Did you not hear her say that?
Yeah.
You are.
Not sometimes you feel like you're his second choice. Every waking hour of the day,
you feel like. Sometimes I get a little feeling. I feel it, that I'm somebody's second choice.
I don't know what that song is.
You know, you don't know that song. Well, sometimes I get a little teaser. I get a feeling that I've never had before. Okay, we'll move on.
Not familiar.
Okay, we'll move on. So,
I wish you would do familiar songs that I could know.
Oh, Jesus. So she's meeting mom Felicia. They show the engagement ring, and the mom goes, What are you doing? Dad starts to get emotional, and they're like, when are you getting married? He says, 2 weeks, June 7th. And they're, what?
Did you think this was a little weird and rehearsed?
No, I don't think it was rehearsed. I think
maybe that's.
I think they're used to Jarrett doing crazy things.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think that's why I was saying kind of like with Mallory. That's why the shock and disbelief. But even Natalie's parents reacted to it better than Jarrett's or better than Tiffany did. But I think with Jarrett, they're used to him just doing this kind of shit.
It just felt weird for him to saying, "Yeah, I'm getting married in 2 weeks."
Because think
and
of it,
they Jarrett's were happy about it.
Jarrett's a party guy. I mean, yes.
So maybe they're happy he's settling down.
It's weird that they were happy about it, but I do agree that felt maybe that was for because you feel like there's no. But also, His father's a minister. His mom's right. a minister's wife. So people, I feel like, go in two different camps. They can be judgy minister, kind of in that, or they can be very much like, let's stay in a like a in a good play. They're also on television, so they're
that's what I think you're right.
Themselves, their church is going to be, their congregation would be watching this.
They were thinking about appearances. Yep, makes sense.
But makes sense. I think that paid off because I think once they did hear about the experiment, Jarrett's parents were all in.
Yeah,
they seemed like it to me. They were really. Dad especially was like, yeah, this is about meeting the person. It's so much for their heart. And he said, you know, I went on your date with your mom and it was the best date I've ever had. And Felicia's, you know, she's like, this is what you do. You keep taking this, you create your stories. And his parents, I really loved his parents. They seemed not disingenuous. They seemed actually really authentic and really
kind. I agree.
Kind.
And I'm not saying it was fake. It just felt a little easy.
It felt too, I agree. I loved his parents, but now that you say that, it did feel very easy. I agree.
And I don't know. It felt, especially for his father to be a minister and not to know this person, especially if his father's a minister, not to ask, what church were you raised in? And are you religious at all?
Well, maybe they did, and it's not, I don't know.
Right. The next scene, they're going to her.
I want to say his dad asked to perform the ceremony.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're right.
It was a sweet moment. He started crying. Iyanna starts crying. And he said, I've turned down marriage pills because I want you to be the first one. And then that's where Iyanna says, I wish it would be that way with my parents, but it's not.
But I think that's a little more, her parents are going to be a little more realistic because I don't think this was realistic. And in the real world.
I think they're probably going to be more than just a little realistic.
Yeah. I think the closest to realistic is like people like Tiffany. I think even the, we're going to talk about Deeps and Shake's parents.
They're
too.
Different though. They're totally different because their culture is used
arranged
to
marriage.
Marriages.
Right.
So this isn't actually that weird of a thing for them.
Mm-hmm. And Danielle's family was just drunk.
Exactly.
So the next thing is...
They're in the apartment, and he's playing a video game.
Well, not first, it's the cat.
The cat.
Her apartment. And she's like... They are in her apartment. And they're basically... Or maybe it is in their place. But
no, I think they were in her apartment, but they didn't film a lot because it literally, I guess the crew got COVID that day
studio.
Or something because it's filmed in Jarrett's phone.
So then, y'all, the next thing they're in his place. He is, I don't know how long this takes. He's playing a video game, got his headphones on. She's kind of passive aggressively saying, I wish you'd listen to me. He's not taking any of those hints.
That is the thing. Iyanna does not ask for what she wants at all.
Well, and I don't think that's something that Jarrett is ever going to respond to.
No, because Jarrett is used to taking.
That's the thing. That's when they say they're evenly matched or well matched. I don't think they are at all.
I don't think they are at all.
And because he's so extroverted, she's so painfully introverted.
Yeah.
And so then she's like, so what are you doing tonight? And I'm like, well, this is a weird question. You're getting married in 14 days. How are you not being introduced to everyone around? How are you not spending the evenings together?
This, I was like, this is either just dickery or fraudacity because who would, I'm all for
this
when
is
you're
dickery.
Married, when you're married, going out with your friends, but why wouldn't you? And I also, why wouldn't you include, if these are your friends and you're going to marry someone, why wouldn't you say, even if she doesn't want to go out, say, honey, this is actually important to me because I want
exactly.
you to meet my friends. So why doesn't, on both of their parts, why doesn't he want her to meet his friends? And why doesn't she want to go out and meet his friends?
Let me clarify. He says, I'm going to the way he says it even too, I'm going to some place called Persona. And she's like, it's a Tuesday. He's like, it's Taco Tuesdays. But already we see the fact that he's going on a Tuesday to see friends and not taking her. She doesn't push it, which she should. And he should say, You know what, friends? I'm going to sit this Taco Tuesday out to spend time with the person I'm going to marry.
Yes.
Because to be honest, it's the most selfish thing in the world, going out to seeing your friends. He is a selfish person.
Yes, he is.
There's no conclusion you can draw other than that.
And because their communication is so horrible, they're not going to talk about it. I actually think they're in the opposite, where Danielle is a raw nerve and Nick is kind of like just a cut wound, and they're just kind of bleeding and causing pain on each other. Wow, that was a really apt description. Kind of made me sad. Whereas on the other end, Jarrett and Iyanla don't talk about how... Jarrett and Iyanla don't talk about how they feel ever.
Anytime.
Which, there's cultural components to that, but there's also, it's just, they're both so... It's like they told themselves, well, this will be easy. But
which
it's
is
also
weird, because
boring.
In the pods, Iyanla wasn't like that at all.
That's the beauty of this experiment. When you're a lot, it's like, it's the difference of people behind their phone or a lot. How many dates have you been on where somebody gives really good phone and then you go on a date with them and they're boring? That happens.
Usually it's a lot of dick pics. So,
wow. Okay.
I think I have different dates than you do.
Okay. I think so.
But anyway, and I just wrote down, she calls her friend. She's talking to her friend. She's like, you're going to be a for real wife soon. Why is he not spending the time with you? And this is just me.
She goes to bed with those fucking goblets sitting by her bed.
I could not leave the person I was about to marry to see my friends.
I will say, for me, I felt a little bit of fraudacity with this, with the goblets by the bed and all that. There is a part of me that says, are they just boring? Are they just not interesting, dramatic people? And is this narrative false? And they're like, what can we do?
I would ask you, what fraudacity to what end?
Fraudacity to that they're going to be together and that they don't have a lot of problems because they don't talk about anything.
Okay.
And she's actually fine maybe she doesn't even feel like second fiddle and they just want to give them something.
Can see that.
But I can totally see what you're saying too. And he's a dick and he is a taker. So, and she's non-communicator. Y'all, we should also say this is all going around the internet because everybody's talking about the show. There are two other couples, I believe, that agree. That
Joey
happens.
And Caitlin and one, I can't remember the other couple.
I'm sad neither
one of them were together.
Neither one of them were. I am sad that they didn't move ahead with Joey because, God, he was cute.
It does seem like that would have been more interesting than Kyle and Shayna.
Well, because you know, y'all, what they did is they filmed these people coming out of the pods and they filmed Joey.
Oh, they filmed him. Yeah.
They filmed him, but it was probably way boring of a storyline.
Yeah. Do we want to talk about Deeps and Shake?
I think, are they the only ones left?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk about Deeps and Shake. They're going to be there. I, in a way, kind of think his apartment was the best one.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, it was a nice apartment. It wasn't decorated a lot. It was very bachelor pad, but he was going, a lot of people were going in like, so this is my place and I like this and I like this. Whereas he was saying it definitely needs your touch. And he was already inviting her and talking about what he wanted her to do in his place.
Yeah, I don't know. And I will say, y'all, he did lean back in his Tesla and drove there.
That's everything you need to know.
And she's like, you have a great bed. It's a huge bed. And of course, he has a mattress warmer like a goddamn iguana for a cage.
I don't know who needs. That's why I have a purple bed, because I don't get hot in it. It's amazing.
Who does need? I guess maybe you live in Chicago. Maybe you need a mattress warmer.
You remember when we were in Chicago? I would have taken one. That was the only time I was warm when we were in bed, not together.
Let's clarify. If I ever went to bed with you, I must either be drunk or trying to kill you. Let's say that. Actually, I wouldn't even go to bed with you if I was drunk.
That would work out because if I went to bed with you, I wanted to die.
Okay.
I was ready. I was like Scarlett Johansson just jumping off that cliff.
Because it would also mean that you were the only person left on Earth and I was a vampire and I needed to drink your blood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. If I had to tell you, if that would have been the case, I would eat you and I would kill you. You would not survive.
I probably would give you a heart attack because it'd be hard for you to lift me to eat me in the right spot. So you probably, it'd be like gay Romeo and Juliet. We would just die on the bed together.
True. True. Anyway, so they're also going to, the next thing is, you guys, they are seeing his family because we saw her family.
Weren't you kind of like, okay, her family was so great. His family's totally going to be like weird or different or there's going to be drama.
No, they were wonderful.
And there, his mom is wonderful.
Yeah.
Sita. I love Sita. She's my favorite mom.
And Shake said he's got these kind of really enlightened views. He's like, in the pods, to some degree, we were always trying to fit in. And maybe we were always just trying to find ourselves in there.
Yes.
And yes. The mom's like, yes, thank you. I raised you right.
She says, you know, we're married 34 years. And she says, you know, you just want to know that person's there for you. And y'all, they have dinner and it's kind of wonderful and their beautiful dog and their gorgeous home. And then later we get a little bit of Sita and Deep. We talked about this, I think, last episode. But Sita says, we like her very much. She checks all the boxes and in many ways, she's perfect.
Right.
And that's where Deep says, well, I'm not feeling the overwhelming Shake says, I'm not feeling the overwhelming attraction to Deep and that I felt in other relationships. And he said, this is a weird thing to talk about with your mom. And then Sita looks right
she
at him and
says,
turns
it around.
This is why she's my favorite. She's like, this is hard, but being frank, I identify with her more than you. She deserves someone who doesn't give her even half of a percent.
And she says,
and I was like, whoa, mom.
And she says, She deserves all that. She's like, I understand that, but you need to think about that. I loved her mom, his mom checking him at this point.
I love Sita. Can we just have her go around and just keep it real with couples in life?
No.
All right.
That's the show, y'all.
That's the show, y'all. That is Love is Blind, episode 7. So there's two more episodes 8 and 9, that have dropped today. Poodle are going to watch those, and we're going to cover them tomorrow. So they'll be out still this weekend. And then episode 10 will come out on February 25th. Yep, 25th.
Which we'll be talking about on a live show in Los Angeles at the Regent Theater in Los Angeles.
We should clarify. We are still going to do an actual proper recap of that show.
Yeah.
We're not going to, I don't want people to think we're only going to talk about it on the live show.
Oh, no.
No. That show, we're going to be talking about 90 Day Fiancé. That actually airs on that Sunday, on the 27th.
Yeah, so you'll need to watch Discovery Plus during that day. We need to put that out.
We'll announce that on this week's
on
show.
On Sunday, yeah.
All right, everybody, that's the show. God, I love this show. Go to Linktree link. That's where you can get tickets for our live shows. Also, if you're Poodle, if you're wandering around town just looking for some cheese curds and just wanting to grab a drink at an old
dogs and hamburgers and pizza.
You think about an old-fashioned
fountain.
And as you take that swig of that just sugary, very alcoholic drink, what should you be asking yourself, Poodle?
It's love blind.
Love is blind.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card.
Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.